This program, brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com, is suitable for mature audiences only and may contain explicit sexual information.
I want to welcome all of you to Erotic Open Mic. This is a show called A Taste of Sex, Erotic Poetry and Letters to My Pussy. And this is a show in collaboration with Personal Life Media. And you can check out all of the show, the whole archives of this show and a bunch of other incredible shows, including two other programs that we at One Taste create. And you can go to personallifemedia.com. You can also find our materials on iTunes. If you go to podcasts. And I think this show's like got some incredible ratings, apparently. That's what I hear. So thank you all for making that happen.
Then my eyes caressed their way to her chest, feeling the curve of her breasts, sensing the firm roundness of them, already feeling her nipples on the tips of my fingers.
The first half of the day, I was pretty spacey and scattered and couldn't really get like from A to even B without getting distracted and was getting irritable. And then I shifted gears from computer work to working in our kitchen. And that was really fun. I actually could like get, you know, present to each moment and grounded again and realize that there's such a great resource in just those little slow experiences that we have, what we call slow practice here at One Taste. First reader is Ken. And what is your piece called, my dear? Oh, this is called High Sensation. And how the five senses play out in the art of seduction.
Oh, if I can add something about slow practice. In Tai Chi, when you're beginning to learn how to move, it's about expressing range. So at the beginning, you'll move slow to feel the connection more deeply. As you get used to that connection, then you'll speed up and you'll see faster movements. So there's an analog here that slow practice is being deeply grounded in the fundamentals, as well as what Marcy offered. High sensation. I feel her with my eyes first. Her dark hair flows sensuously to her shoulders, catching my eye, framing her face. The vision warms me. I feel the sensual heat that shines out from her face, and her beauty turns me on, excites me. I get a visual hard-on. The way her nose fits so delicately on her face, the way her eyes burn with intensity and curiosity, I have a sudden sensation of her seeing my erect cock throbbing and how she would react. Then my eyes caress their way to her chest, feeling the curve of her breasts, sensing the firm roundness of them, already feeling her nipples on the tips of my fingers. Her small waist fits neatly into her curving hips, the contrast accentuating the pleasure I feel in my eyes. I stretch the image, thinking of how my hands will feel, slowly and deliberately gliding the palms of my hands along her belly, savoring the flow of her hips. Hips shape into round, firm glutes, sweetly and sensuously curvy. I imagine pressing myself against her from behind, feeling my naked cock throbbing against her with each heartbeat, her soft skin warm and inviting. Her legs, thick and strong, drift marvelously into her hips, completing the initial picture. I savor the view and the sensation of pulling that emanates from the center of my chest as I look at her, a gentle pulling that grows into a line of swelling and tingling as it connects at my crotch. The anticipation of satisfying my desire to touch her makes me giddy. I can't think straight. Fuck, who needs to think at a time like this? I look at her eyes as I bring lips closer to hers, savoring the moments as the sensation transitions from visual to tactile. My eyes are closed. I feel an electric thrill as I instinctively lick my lips and press lightly and then more firmly into her lips. I feel like a sexual snake as my lips and then my chest, hands, pelvis undulatingly press into her. I struggle with my desire to ravish her right now, sensing the time was not right to relinquish control of my sexual intensity. For now, the slow stroke will have its time. I feel the fullness of her breast pressed against me, her nipples against my skin creating electric shivers against my cock, while her lips open and her tongue reaches out to mine. I feel the hot exhale of her breath. I smell the cinnamon scent of her breath. So close we are now. I smell the oils on her skin and the fragrance of her hair. I feel my heart beat faster. I caress her firmly with my hands, from shoulder to lower back to the ample curve of her sensually refined ass. I feel my belly touching her skin. I feel her pubic hair touching my cock, rough and pleasurable. I can feel her wetness against my cock. The heat of her sends another delicate shiver through me. I can feel the muscle and sinew of her against me. It feels like she's inside my body and I'm inside of hers. Lips, tongues, skin, nipples, cock, and pussy writhe and dance together. I feel my muscles energize. Every movement of my body feels like the earth shifting. I hear her breath. She is panting and moaning as the sound touches my ears. I feel another shiver of energy move through my body, transforming myself and settling into my cock. All five senses are engaged. The ride has just begun.
This next piece is by Judy. She runs our erotic journaling here at One Taste, and she has a piece that she's reading for us called Reconnect.
I am asleep on the sofa in the media room when I sense him next to me. I half open my eyes to see him slip off my shoes. I mutter, "You don't have to, I'm fine." He ignores me, sliding one arm under my back and shoulder, the other over my waist to pick me up. I put my arms around his neck and lean my head into his chest. He places me on the bed, unbuttons my shirt, pulls it over my head, and I slip under the covers. I am lying next to him and I can feel the negotiations of our minds. His hand caresses my shoulder and arm. I lay still, one hand resting on his chest, my thumb making slight movements up and down. We are sweaty, warm, and turned on. Contractions roll through his belly, and nearly simultaneously the energy runs through me. This is the first time in 3.5 months that we have been like this. For 3.5 months, my brain has argued with itself over how to handle this relationship. It has struggled with how to detangle a 3-year history of love, sex, romance, expectations, attraction, hopes, delusion, dependencies, and what I also believe is true friendship. On some days, determined to force him out of me, I ignored him. I cast dirty looks and thoughts his way. I hated him for the way he treats women, for how he uses his power against them, and for hooking yet another one. I also hated him for dropping me. I hated that he could transfer his attention so easily to someone else. Mostly, I hated myself for being caught in the web and for not knowing how to get out. On other days, I woke up feeling pure love for this person who has been my almost daily companion on this journey of self-discovery. I was grateful for a friendship that was made of such wrestling so that I could learn and experience so much. She lies next to us and they begin talking. My body interrupts, crying out and pushing into him. I feel like someone possessed, like there is something in control that is not me. Some communication is made that I miss. She turns away, wrapping herself in the sheet. Her slight body turns so that I see the smooth runway of her spine. I hardly know her, and yet she has been a significant part of my experience for 3.5 months. She is the latest in a long line of nemeses I have created through this man. I'd like to report that I had done better this one. I'd like to say that I had seen through my jealousy to the person, to the young woman who is pleasant, sharp, a bit scared, and only wants love. Unfortunately, I cannot. She, like all the others, represented a threat. If I let her in, I would have to admit defeat. And if I admit defeat, then that would confirm that I was not enough. Not enough to have what I want. Not enough to succeed in this world. Not enough to know love. So instead, I turned her into enemy. The problem of her became a thick, knotted ball of yarn that I tried daily to unravel. For a long time, it seemed it would never come undone. But sometime in the past few weeks, it began to unwind, small bit by small bit. I talked to her. I gave her advice. I stood up for her in a meeting. I accepted her hugs. So here we are now, the three of us in bed, in a situation I cannot help but think we all imagined before. He urges me to kiss her. I say, I don't know what to do. The usual fears of rejection are here. What if she doesn't want it? What if she just wants me to go away? What if my lips are unwelcome to her? I begin with her neck, pressing my mouth until I feel that it is okay, that she is willing. I then take my hand and slowly turn her face toward me. Her eyes closed, her lips turned up in a half smile. I lean down. Lips meet lips, and animosity dissolves, at least for one moment.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
We have an incredible guest here. Her name is Virgie Tovar, and she's a published erotic writer. And she's been featured on the Playboy Channel, and she's here gracing us with her hot tale called Milking Cow. So let's give it up for Virgie.
So I'm actually going to be on Playboy Radio this Monday at 5, if you're interested. You do have to subscribe, unfortunately. It's Sirius Satellite. But anyway, I am a breast fetishist. I have been since the age of 4, which was when I was officially weaned.
What does your t-shirt say?
My t-shirt says, Nipples, Breakfast of Champions. I made this shirt. Yes, it's delicious. So I just got my book published. This is my first work. I've been involved in the sex community for a while. I started teaching sexuality at UC Berkeley while I was a student there, and had a radio show about sex on a free FM for a few months. And I'm a phone sex operator, and I teach fellatio classes as well as G-spot stimulation and erotic self-discovery. So that's kind of my mini resume. And I'm going to be reading from my book, which is called Destination Double D. These are my boobies. Love them. I have a huge repertoire of very exploitive, naughty, nasty fantasies. And they're not sort of... I often wish that I had lovey-dovey, very soft and sensual fantasies, but in fact, I do not. I like to rub my clit very hard, thinking about very dirty things. So this one is called Milking Cow, like I said. It's more of, there are fantasies that I'm part of and there are fantasies that I project onto imaginary people. This is one of those half and halves, actually. I have fantasies about this happening to me, but the character is not really me in this story. So here we go. From her most tender of years, she possessed the sort of huge breasts that subjected her to constant derision. She reveled in and savored the childhood teasing with an unusual excitement and delight, a tingle between her thighs. She would often lie in bed, rolling about, pushing herself into her petite hand as she recalled the chanting, fatty chicken chest, and her favorite, milking cow. At times, she fantasized about being locked into a chair or a bed on one side of a wall made of wood that separated her from another small room. The wall, in her imagination, had two smooth holes drilled into it, into which her large breasts fit perfectly. Any number of men, scores of them, would gather on the other side of the wooden wall, fondling her, pinching and sucking her nipples, flicking them, biting them, spanking her big tits as she squirmed and moaned and was unable to get away. As she became older, her childhood imperfection became the envy of every girl and the lust object of every boy. Wherever she went, she allowed any requesting party a prolonged grope, a long fondling, or a tit fuck, although she liked these the least. There were times when men and boys would simply name the hour and location, inviting her to alleys, abandoned schoolyards, and public restrooms. To all of them, she obliged, for nothing pleased her more than being used in this completely inappropriate way. She became quite infamous. Some evenings she would become so engulfed in the pleasure her big tits gave men that she'd barely notice when their bare cocks had made their way into her big, slippery pussy. She would gaze down at them, mesmerized by the look and sensation. They often liked her big tits dangling pendulously in their faces as they lay beneath her, but some others liked to lay her head and lay their heads in her lap as if they were her infants. Suckling them brought her a deep satisfaction as if this were her life's purpose. Eventually, she became pregnant. Because she was young and inexperienced in the ways of motherhood, at least, it was resolutely decided by her mother that she would put the young darling up for adoption. What remained, however, made her all the more popular. Even huger breasts filled with warm, creamy milk. She retained a regular group of admirers and even managed to gather a few new curious parties. She found that some of the younger boys were put off by how matronly her lactating breasts had become, reminding them perhaps too vividly of their need for the breasts not so long ago. And though she preferred the younger and firmer boys, for she was quite young and firm herself, she found that the older men appreciated her newfound attribute all the more and feasted feverishly as often as they could escape their jobs, families, or other obligations. She needed this attention so deeply that she could entertain even those who were the age of her own father, overcoming her initial repudiation as their famished mouths engulfed her thick nipples. Her favorite were the men who would begin slowly, kissing every inch of her breast flesh through her thin sweaters pulled taut over her big jugs, their lips and tongue slowly traversing to the mecca, her large, distended nipples that since birthing had grown to resemble the tip of two thumbs up to the knuckle. Their tongues would rub through the material, feeling her fat erasers quickly engorge and begin to create dark, wet spots where her milk was being released. It was all they could do not to turn her on her back and pump her full of sperm. She'd slowly begin to unbutton her little pastel sweaters, her massive mammaries dwarfing the size of her delicate hands, each button exploding open with their mounted tension until she sat there, sweater open and her large nursing bra barely containing the overflowing tit meat. The tops and bottoms of her swelled bra busters poked precariously out from her undergarments. The milk made the material translucent, making visible the color and texture of her puckering areolas and massive, bumpy-tipped nipples. Their mouths were wet and hungry, and she much enjoyed grabbing the backs of their heads, pulling them into her breasts as if they were dolls. Their faces would make their way into her tit, denting the flesh. Her nipples moved with their own momentum, and when she plucked them from the hungry mouths that eagerly drew them in, they bounced like small springs. They were perpetually erect and perpetually causing erections. Her nipples became even larger and thicker, and the milk flowed steadily, filling the mouths and the bellies of her men to the point of overflowing. She was able to accommodate, at times, four men in one day. On the evenings that she was exhausted, she was sure she couldn't handle another mouth sucking greedily on her tits. She needed only the meekest of exhortations for her arousal to be renewed. She came to notice as her encounters increased in frequency and as her nipples required firmer and more insistent attention. that few of those she saw were capable of satisfying her. On a warm afternoon, she came across a man she hadn't seen before. He was quite tall with a friendly face. His body was stocky and solid, his hair almost completely gray. Because she had made her career in retail, she was quite used to being friendly and accommodating to all she encountered. He introduced himself politely, handing her his card. His eyes scanned her deep, inviting cleavage as she filed it away in her purse. "Call me whenever you want, and I'll be happy to share your company," he said. Crossing her arms below her bust and leaning forward, she agreed with a tender smile. After a few phone calls as well as a few breast sessions, he quickly noticed her nipples' need for harsh treatment. She gasped and gushed juice all over his submerged cock as he teethed on the titty toys that had grown to nearly an inch in length. She could withstand hours of this sort of treatment. There were times when he would, at her request, slowly close the drawer of his desk on her nipples, carefully pushing it closed as the pliable nipple tissue was squished with pleasure pain. He also found that she enjoyed having nipple clamps attached to her nipples and being led around the house, as much as she found pleasure in his placing tiny rubber bands tightly around the base of each nipple, leaving them on for hours, at times a full day. After several weeks, he invited her on a day trip to a small ranch that his family owned. She excitedly agreed. After some hours of driving, made interesting with several blowjobs and ample fingering, they pulled into the private driveway that led to the farm. He quickly undid both of their seatbelts and dragged her across to him by the waist. She wasted little time and pulled her tight white baby tee over her melons, and then in one swift motion pulled her huge bra cups down under them, creating a sort of trap. The force of the materials pushing toward each other against the flesh of the tops and bottoms of her tits. She loved the way they looked, jutting out like two overstretched orbs. As he licked, sucked, bit, and tugged her fat nips, he would free his mouth only to tell her of how big her nipples were, how they were big, long, nasty udders that needed to be pumped like she was a milking cow, that her slutty milk jugs had been used by every man in town. She squirmed and squirted milk as she vigorously pumped his cock with her hand, his fingers deep inside of her sopping, convulsing snatch, right as her pussy muscles began to tighten as his molars clenched the spongy tit pacifier. He stopped short. Leading her out of the car, frustrated and horny, he didn't allow her to cover her tits again as they made their way up the 3-mile trail to the farmhouse. They would intermittently stop. They would intermittently stop as the dribbling from the heaviness of her big milkers became so profuse as to threaten soaking her skirt completely. He'd run up ahead, pausing to watch her trot to catch up, reveling in the milk, squirting and splaying as her tits bounced in time to the movements of her feet. When she got close, he'd grab onto her nipples with his thumbs and forefingers and walk backwards, leading her by the nipples. He reached the farmhouse before her. Once she arrived, she heard him speaking to a man and proceeded to the doorway cautiously, unsure of what this man would think of her big exposed tits and moist skirt. He stopped their conversation briefly to seek her out and bring her inside. She stood now between two men, one her companion and the other, she quickly extrapolated, his father. Her companion and his father picked up chairs and seated themselves on either side of her, continuing their casual conversation, ignoring her somewhat until they both nearly simultaneously took each of her nipples into their respective mouths. The chattering turned to silence as she stood there, shocked, yet tinglingly aroused. They sucked hungrily, lengthening her gumdrops, and she noticed his father stared up at her as he sucked with the force of a machine, drawing milk from her wanton nipples with incredible strength and vigor. They both began to massage and finger her cunt, and her legs became like liquid as she was drained. The only sounds that could be heard were those of the suction of lips, intermittently interrupted with loud smacking, the sounds of salivating lips popping off the tips of her nipples, only to be taken in again, the rippled suction of their mouths wrapped around areolas, and the sound of their fingers wiggling in her hole. Her cunt had always been able to produce an unusual amount of juice, requiring her to change her panties 2 to 3 times a day. Now the father's fingers slid deep inside of her with ease, making the nasty wet sounds that she so enjoyed. They sucked and pulled with their mouths as their untouched erections grew. The suction came to an abrupt end as the father turned to the son and said, "She's ready now. Let's get started." Befuddled and clouded with extreme arousal, she followed them further into the property where father placed around her neck a collar with a bell attached. He began unzipping her skirt. It fell to the ground, and then he removed her cotton panties, allowing his cheek to graze her left breast and nipple as he slid them off. He took her by the back of the neck, firmly placing her on her hands and knees. You look like a little milk cow with your big udders hanging like that. And indeed, with her breasts as huge and heavy as they were, they nearly grazed the earth below them. I like milking cows that give lots of milk and don't complain. He continued to talk as he led her to the large machine with long plastic tubes attached to it. Squatting next to her, he brought two of the tubes close to her and grabbed the base of each of her tits as he attached the suction device to her big nipples. Once he had finished, he returned to the machine and switched it on. A jolt of something like electricity shot instantly from her nipples all the way through to her clit. Having already been on the edge with the earlier excitement, she writhed and squirmed, coming within seconds of the onset of the suction. She watched her milk make its way down the tubes, filling the machine. This sent ripples of aftershocks through her body. Her eyes closed with concentration and ecstasy. She did not even see where they had gone, nor did she care. She was truly a cow now, and the satisfaction filled her as her milk filled the machine. The two stood behind, watching her arch back, push her ass and her engorged labia in the air in plain sight. Her hips gyrated and wiggled, and the wetness of her pussy glinted in the sun every couple of seconds. The creaminess of her skin was almost palpable, and the glow of her flesh made them hungry. Father was the first to walk up to her and slide his huge rod deep inside of her pussy, pumping in and out, listening to the bell around her neck chime with each hard thrust, watching her nipples pumped as he rubbed the soft skin along the underside of the skin of her breasts. The two men switched places after several minutes, and in this way, her huge nipples and pussy were pumped all afternoon, and she had never been happier.
So you've had a full experience, huh? Now you believe we don't just write it, we live it. I want to thank you for tuning in. This radio show has been brought to you by One Taste Urban Retreat Center in San Francisco and Personal Life Media. To contact us, please send us an email at onetaste@personallifemedia.com. You can also find out more information by going to personallifemedia.com or check us out at onetastesf.com. Thanks so much. Thanks for staying tuned in. And thanks, most of all, for staying turned on.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.